there's been a lot of shooting, you know, with gangs and taxis and, yeah, innocent people getting hurt through the crossfires. But, yeah, it is chaos. It was chaos about 2 weeks ago with the ongoing shooting. All we hear is people dying, you know. It's actually very scary.
Yeah. From the perspective then and of the impact of the shooting that took place at the Wynberg Magistrates Court just a couple of days ago, have you seen an uptick in violence in any way?
Well, there has been a spate of, you know, shootings about a day or two ago. It has increased tremendously. I mean, you know, you hear about 9 people being shot in one day. So, I mean, that is quite a wake-up call, you know, for us to see that there's something serious happening within the area.
Yeah. What has been the response of law enforcement in the area?
You know, when you call on the police, you know, I just feel in areas like Vryheid, there should be patrols all the time. We shouldn't wait for gun violence to take place. Vryheid areas is very volatile. It's gang-related and, you know, it's drugs and everything involved. So I don't want to speculate, but all I'm saying is areas like this, there should be more visibility and not wait for shootings to take place.
Yeah. How has it impacted the community, the ongoing violence? How has it impacted the community?
I can honestly tell you, I received a lot of messages to find out if the area is safe to come from work. What is going to happen to our children that must go to school now? There's a lot of fear in people not knowing. One of the companies also phoned me because the people of Vryheid is working there. Because the people asked if they could leave earlier from work because of the fear going home late night. So yeah, I think there's quite a stir in the community. It's not fair that the community must live in fear like this.
What would you like to see done to, one, address the recent increase in gang-related violence and crime in the area, but also more broadly and, I guess, a more long-term approach? What would you like to see done to turn, you know, the situation around and bring peace to the area, you know, across the board for all of those who reside there?
You know, the Minister of Police must get a wake-up call. You know, he is completely responsible to all the crime that is happening. I think if they really want to curb this, there should be more cameras, visibility in areas like Vryheid. There should be, the camera should be linked to the police station so that they can exactly see which roads is being affected and where the shooting takes place immediately. Because when the police comes, the person is already dead. So many children is left fatherless. Women has been, you know, widowed at a very early age. Mothers is giving off sons. And, I mean, that is a cross, whether it's a gangster or a taxi guy. It leaves a lifetime of pain. I just feel that they must up their game as the police and they must ensure that our community become a safer area. I also want to encourage the mothers and the fathers, that they need to start speaking to their children. Because by the end of the day, it is their children that is disrupting our areas. It's not fair that our children, that they must see this as the norm and laugh about when there's killing taking place. So the child doesn't understand. All they see is a guy running there with a gun. And he gets all excited and worked up. It is time that we have serious talks with the parents because it is their children that they are, you know, they are allowing to get themselves involved in gang-related activities. And, you know, it leaves the rest of the community destitute. We already have so much poverty. We don't need this crime. We really don't need this crime. People are not safe. They don't feel safe.
in a broader sense, what's happening in Vrygrond happens in too many communities across the Cape Flats. And while there are unique situations, I guess, based on each specific area, there are also too many similarities. And I think what you're touching on now arguably speaks across the board to many other communities across the Cape Flats as well.
Exactly. You know, we can't, as parents, we can't just sit folded in. Yes, we can blame the government. Yes, we can blame the Minister of Police. Because ultimately, they are responsible to ensure that, you know, if we say Cape Town is the safe and the most beautiful city, then we got to look in-house also. What makes Cape Town beautiful? At the moment, if I'm an international person, I will not send my child to Cape Town. Because Cape Town is too dangerous. Everywhere is crime, it's getting out of control, and we are like sitting down. They are safe, we are not safe. We cannot allow guys to run around with guns in the middle of the road. It's all on social media. Oh, the next generation is seeing this. The Minister of Police needs to up the game, and I'm also asking the parents to wake up and see what kind of child they are raising. Because that is the next gangster that's going to run with a gun in the road. Because the kids are starting to look up to these kids. And they're starting as young as 9 years old. I can honestly tell you, we experience that. We are in the schools. We see how the kids are talking to the teachers. The teachers' hands are tied because they cannot meet the kids anymore. You know, when I was in school, I didn't do my homework. I would get 20 cuts on my hands. I didn't die, but I listen and I acknowledge that if I do this thing again, I will get to hiding from my teacher. But today the teachers, they are tied up, they cannot do anything, and that is why there's so much crime also, you know. But to come to the gang violence, I feel it's a responsibility together with the parents. The Minister of Police needs to ensure that there are more policemen available for the station. There must be more vehicles, because you cannot really phone a police station and they tell you there's no vans available. This must come to an end. We must understand that this country is in a mess with crime, gang violence in every community, and we cannot allow this to happen to this beautiful country. South Africa is a beautiful country. Cape Town is beautiful. But with that, we need to ensure that the crime gets reduced. We cannot live like this anymore. People are too scared to put their foot out of their doorways. They're too scared that their children must play outside because they don't know if there's violence, if their children are going to come back home. Now, we need to do better than this.
Yeah, no, we certainly do. And I think what you're sharing there is also perhaps a good reminder for us, and it should serve as a wake-up call as well. For now, the Mwemuna Schultz, community activist from the Vrygrond area, shukran so much for your time this morning.
Afwan, shukran to you guys for caring so much about the community and broadcast what needs to be broadcast. Jazakallah.